Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Horror at the Store is sponsored by FYE. You can check them out in-store or at FYE.com for some of the coolest horror merch you can find.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
Hello. You guys, welcome to another episode of Horror at the Store.
Woo!
Woo. I'm your host, Katie Hettenbach. Never gonna be able to say it without saying it. Guys, we have a wonderful person here today. She's beautiful. She's stunning. She's a Stephen King lover.
That I am.
Give it up for Liz Holland.
Woo! Hello. Hello. I'm so happy to be here again, depending on the order that you listen.
Yes, it's...
Or for the first time.
For the first time. For the first and last time.
I was going to say, don't say for the last time.
I don't know. I sounded really like... It sounded cryptic as fuck.
Yeah, but a little bit. It should
be. A little
bit,
but like, yeah. So today we watched No One Gets Out Alive. This is a newer one.
I was going to say, I think we're the only people who have watched it.
But... Yeah, it's... yeah, that's fair. It's like a first... timer for, you know, like, you're welcome. You're never here. You're, like, this is a big deal. So we wrote a log line. Again, not one liner. I'm going to keep reiterating that. It's a log line. On the title alone, it's goofy. It's not what the movie's actually about. We'll get into what it's about. But mine is a group of teenagers get trapped inside an asylum of hell, only to find they aren't alone, and there's no way out. No one gets out alive.
Okay, I love that. Just now on the spot, I decided I'm going to try to do yours. No One Gets Out Alive, a story of every person, a documentary of how we all will one day die. Okay, that's my dark Halloween. No, actually what I wrote was, No One Gets Out Alive, last night in Soho, but Cleveland?
I love that. Yeah, basically. That's literally. Yeah, they're like, we're going to shit on Cleveland a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
Which is, I mean, I'm from Wisconsin. I hate Ohio.
Is that like a thing you have to do?
Yeah, okay. It's my dad, he was the strength and conditioning coach of the University of Wisconsin men's Badger basketball team.
So very
for 19 years. So it's like bred into me. Like I hate Ohio
School
State.
School spirit.
I like was born and I was like, oh, I hate Ohio State. I can't help it.
I find it so interesting that the way that we're all proud of our schools is by hating. That's what's so interesting to me about sports and even like movies and stuff. It's just like often it's what we hate, not what we love.
Exactly. It's 100%. Where are you from?
The Valley.
Okay.
Yeah. So I hate everyone. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I love everyone. And I love LA and I'm going to die here. It's unfortunately. We'll see.
You know what
Born
I love?
And raised.
I love that journey for you.
Thank you. Me too.
Because guess
Local.
What? Because you're not going to get out alive.
Whoa. Okay. Here we go. Let's talk about that.
Anyway, so this woman, this.
Ambar.
This Ambar. Yes. Which I thought it was I thought it was just Amber, but it's not.
Yeah.
She's this immigrant factory worker.
In Cleveland. Which, I'm sure it occurs. I'm sure there's a lot of illegal immigration in a lot of places. I'm just so used to the California-Texas, like, border kind of struggle.
Yeah.
That for me, the whole time, I was like, are people really checking IDs in Cleveland? And, like, they totally must be. And, like, I'm totally out of it. But a couple times it came back to me where I'm like, is this, like, a really big problem over there? Like, and again, clearly it is.
Because, like, throughout the movie, she's, they keep asking for her ID.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, yeah, I'll get it to you. I'll get it to you soon. But she doesn't have it because she's not a citizen.
And how dare that one. Okay, we'll get to it. But that one bitch, how fucking dare you?
Oh, she's dumb fucking bitch. So she goes to work at a factory, and she's like, I need a place to live. So she finds...
She's
like,
also bad at working in a factory.
Yeah, she's like, oh, I'll do better next time. She's like, sorry.
She apologizes 80% of this movie to everyone. To Red, who... I'm so sorry about that. I'm so sorry about the rent. I'm so sorry about the rent. I'm so sorry, I'll do better. I'm so sorry, I'll do better. Please give me... And at a certain point, I'm like, listen...
Stop apologizing. Yeah, you start showing up.
Start showing up, stop apologizing. And I get you're on a timeline, but it's like, okay, you know what you do then? It's like, I'm also not good at doing like a double stitch and seaming and hemming and whatever. But then maybe don't go to the packaging part of the factory.
Yeah.
And then like actually fucking, she does two boxes and then pauses and looks around for like 10 minutes. And I'm like, just be good at your job.
Yeah, just, you know, hey, it's a hard knock life.
Yeah.
It's a hard knock life. So she goes to live at this like... women's only
except
boarding
that the,
house?
God, dear, the two people running it are men. But yes women's
and,
only boarding
and
house.
And one of them is named Red and the other one's named...
Is that Becker?
That's Becker.
Oh, it was a different movie, not
that's
a
Becker.
Becker. That
Becker.
Is Becker.
That's Becker.
Yeah, because everyone's always yelling.
I was
at
like,
Becker.
Who's Becker? You kept saying Becker, and I was like, I don't know who Becker is.
Unsure.
But Becker is, yeah. Okay, so Becker and Red are brothers. Red is the main house manager. Mm-hmm. And he's like, hey, it's a cash apartment. Cash up front, gives her the rundown. It's like pretty shitty, and mm-hmm. there's one other person staying there, and that's Freya, and
who's another immigrant who we don't know where from because he says somewhere they don't speak English.
Yeah, it's like really like they really brush over the characters pretty quickly. The fact that I remembered her name, because
I was gonna say there's also Petra later and one other, but I don't remember her name, and it's like everyone is vaguely Eastern European.
Yes, and so she. And Ambar, Ambar?
It's Ambar because I watch with subtitles, so okay. There's an A. It's Ambar.
Okay. So I didn't, and I should have.
I always
and
do.
I need to start doing that. Some people hate subtitles, but I like
with
them.
Horror and comedy, it's like a little iffy. But for something like this, especially because there was a mixing issue. Like sometimes it was really loud, sometimes it wasn't. Yeah. So I just had it on.
That's smart. And so she notices these clog marks on some doors and was like, what are these? And Red's like, what are you doing? And he's like, oh, just go back to your room, stay in your room, whatever. But Freya's gone. She moved out. Oh,
but you can hear her crying all the time.
She's just like sobbing. But now she's like not crying. So she moved out. Weird. And she starts having these nightmares about this box. And something is like crawling out, and she like wakes up, like the classic, like, oh, I had a nightmare. I'm waking up in a different location.
And also the classic, like, mom, like seeing like a sickly mom dying, and like she keeps having that vision. Where again, like, I don't want to say, like, this in Last Night in Soho, the first like half are so similar because it's like moving into this place in a big city where I don't have any connections, lost my mom, seeing her everywhere. This kind of ghost thing where it's like these ghosts are present, but they're not hurting anyone.
Yeah.
It's very clear that they're like the haunted spirits being left behind.
Yeah.
And there's this sense of like, that it's not really actually scary because no one's gonna hurt her because she's like gonna be hurt next.
So there's like ghosts that are like keep kind of like popping up like in like the background.
And I vaguely liked that design too of like the kind of like you only really saw shadow and eyes behind in like some of those.
And it's like you're like what's going on? What's happened with that? And so Ambar wanders into this study where she's not allowed. Red was like, don't go in there. And she finds these books on, like, ritual sacrifice. And she sees a box and a photo with, like, a young Red and Becker. And then she goes back to work. And what happens? She gets fired from her job.
But the reason she gets fired is because she asks for the address of a fellow employee who swindled her out of $1,000 to get a fake ID.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just like, that bitch. It's like, you know the struggle. You know what's... You take her money. You're going to get her the ID. And then you just dip? Like, how dare you?
It was so
painful.
I was like, oh, my God, poor girl. I was like, she just needs her... Just give her the address. And he's like, no, you're fired. It's too much work.
Which also, again, she... doesn't do any of her work.
Oh, yeah.
She's only been there a week.
I'm like,
she's asking for favors. It's like, this girl's no trouble.
Also asks, like, for...
An advance. She's like, can I have an advance? And, like, again, it's this thing where it's like, just fucking do some work, maybe.
Yeah, maybe work a month and then,
why don't you tell, tell your...
But I feel really
Beto or whatever. Just like, but give him a different timeline. Be like, I can't start a job for a month. I need to, like, whatever.
You know, it's... So
She goes home. She takes a shower. She hears muffled cries, and there's no, it's just like the clear shower,
the shower curtain, yeah.
And she sees what she thinks is her neighbor Freya, mm-hmm. like as the ghost with the eyes. She's like, Freya?
Yeah.
And then she opens, you know, the mm-hmm. the curtain, and no one's there. And she goes, oh, fuck.
Yeah. I will say there were a couple of, like, decent, like, scare setup scares. Like, even, like, the cold open is pretty good. The thing that I hate about this movie is the climax. And it's partially because there was, like, I was a part of an indie horror movie that came out a couple years ago. It's on Netflix, The Old Ways.
Okay.
And there's a lot of, like, very similar imagery in those end scenes for, like, the sacrifice stuff. Mm-hmm. Down to, like locations, paint, et cetera. We have, like, a bruja in ours who has, like, you know, some, like, the face paint that you would have during some of those, like, I guess, rituals. Mm-hmm. And it's very similar. And it's just, like, to me, there's something so cop-outy about having it be like a demon that you sacrifice stuff to as opposed to something like this movie felt like Last Night in Soho meets Blood Creek and just, you know, put them together. And I don't know if I like the design of the creature.
It was
like the mast of a boat.
It was special to say the least.
Yeah.
It's
like the teeth that look very human.
It was really fucking creepy. So,
I jumped so far.
We're good. We'll run back to it. Don't even worry about it. Ambar keeps, like, we find out, obviously, you know, her mom died, but she keeps listening to, like, the voicemails of her dead mother.
The voicemail. And it's a good voicemail.
It is. It's like, hey, honey, you know, whatever. She's like, I love you.
Yeah.
She's just, like, and then sobbing.
She says, this was great because it had subtitles. It would always go, inhale. And like when she did that like sick breath, but it said inhale every time. Inhale. I know that you're busy tomorrow, but please cancel your plans and come hang out with me. And I love that this movie's also like that the moral is you can give too much of yourself to someone. Yeah. Even if they're like, there's that moment where Beto's like, you did the right thing with your life. Like watching over your mom while she was sick,
good
even
job.
Though you gave up 10 years of your life and now you have to go back to night school and you don't have a job and you don't have a relationship and you're living in this crazy place. And I'm just like, should she have really put that? And that's like the hard question where her whole thing is like, I need to give up and be happy that my mom died and that it's no longer a burden on me.
It's like, you'll be okay. Like, trauma's real, but, like, you'll be okay. I think it's, like, fresh, though. That, like, just happened.
Yeah, it did. Like, because she's still listening to the voicemail. Like, but I just love that's the goal is, like, at the end, the way she survives most fully is by, like, the mental fortitude of saying, fuck you, mom. I don't need to, like linger in this anymore. I'm my own person.
Like, I'm going to forget about you, mom.
Yeah, will you
you're
stay
like,
with
whoa.
Me? I need you. No.
Jesus Christ. You're like, chill out, mom. So Freya, not Freya. Freya's dead. She's dead.
Long dead. Petra and
They come in and as she's listening to the voicemails, her door is like wide open.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she's like she peeks out and there's like a ghost sitting there mm-hmm. and it like runs in the room and it's like crying. It's like, don't hurt me, don't hurt me. And then another ghost comes in and the ghosts start fighting and you're like, oh, this isn't this. That's when I was like, oh. They're not after her. They're just,
they're just the spirits who are like
are just
they're warning her.
They're trapped there, and they're like,
which is again very Soho. Very
oh
Soho.
Yeah, and
spoilers for Last Night in Soho.
Yeah,
I don't know that.
It's
you,
fine. It's
that
fine.
You care. I love that ride so much.
It was a good movie though. She's like, I'm getting out of here right now. I'm fucking leaving Red. And Red's like, no, stay, whatever. And she's like, no, I'm leaving. So she's trying to find another place to stay. She's just like sleeping at a diner. Which she has another nightmare about this weird box thing where she thinks she's on a subway car, but really she's at the diner asleep. And she wakes up. She's like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And Red meets her at the diner, and she's like, do you have my deposit back? He goes, no. You sounded so frantic on the phone, so
I have to take you back to the house.
You have to go back to the house. And she's like, no, I don't want to go back there. And he's like, why? What do you mean? Why? And I'm like, gaslighting.
Yeah, there's a little bit of a thing there, too, where I'm like, Red's character is cut. Like, he's not the villain.
He's not the villain.
He is a villain, but he's not the villain.
Yeah. You know who he looked like? He looked like an older Anthony,
Jesselneck, yes.
To me, he looked
he
like...
gave me those vibes with his beard. I was like, Anthony. Ooh. I was like, this isn't him, right? I was like, it's not. But like, what if
no,
it was?
I actually had a friend who I thought it was for 10 seconds, and I was going to text him, and then I was like, I'm just going to look on IMDb. But I did text that friend, and I was like, you have a doppelganger out there?
Is your friend Anthony...
And now, live at the comedy show.
Anthony Constantine. Oh, my God.
I have no friends of that echelon.
Anything could happen.
That's true.
Could happen.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com, SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So they go back to the house to get the money, and Red's like, oh, you should just stay. It's fine. And brother Becker, so when we first finally meet him, he's threatening the girl. He's like, you better fucking stay here. And
yeah,
he force feeds her this, like, wine drink? Alcohol? We don't really know. Pee? Maybe?
Ooh. Sterile.
Delicious. Good. And he's like, don't try to leave her. It'll get way worse.
Yeah, well, it's also, that's why I was like, Red's not the villain. It's because he's like, hey, can I deal
like
with this girl?
Yeah, he's
and
like,
and then,
me...
you know, Becker's like, oh, I'm going to do it. And it's like, oh, God, you didn't want him to get involved.
And so there's two other girls staying there, and they are trying to escape, and they're freaking out. And so they decide to all hide in the same room, and they're like, mm-hmm. we're going to make an escape. And... they find out, like, Ambar discovers, like, the other women are having the same nightmare. The same nightmare, same dreams, terrified. And all of a sudden, Ambar looks around the room and she sees all the souls of the women who have, like, been
eaten there.
Killed, whatever. She doesn't know yet. And... she has, like, another dream vision, mm-hmm. you know, where she, like, you know, and the girls, like, she, like, blacks out for a second. And then all of a sudden, she snaps back into reality because the girls are screaming and Becker is there. And he's like, you guys shouldn't be in the same room. Yeah. So he locks them all in different rooms. And her friend comes to the door. Her friend, Ambar... has one friend, one savior in the
not
movie.
Her friend, her
uncle.
Second,
is it her uncle?
Yeah, like her somehow
friend
removed,
uncle.
She's never met him before, uncle, because it's like a second cousin.
Yeah.
Is that like Carlos? But I love that because like on the phone with him earlier, he's like, I just met you yesterday. I'm not giving you money. But he fucking pulls through and shows up to the address.
Yeah, he's like, hey, I'm gonna come check you out. And his name's
Beto.
And so he's like, hey, I'm gonna come in. And Red's like, no, she's not here. And
killer breaks the glass.
Beto. She's like, help me. So, you know, Beto breaks in and tries to, like, he, like, runs up to the room. But, of course, Becker just wails on him.
Gets some of them teeth knocked out.
And just kills him instantly.
No. Beto comes back. Is that a ghost, Beto? Was that ghost Beto?
It's not real. That wasn't real. I took that as it wasn't real.
Oh, my God. So, yes, because later she sees him lying.
Yes.
It's ghost Beto.
Mm-hmm. So Red ties Ambar up, rubs her with some weird clay shit.
It's like that green stuff that they keep finding all over the house.
Yeah, and claims Becker needs her. She's like, what's going on? The box needs her. We're like, what is this box? Finally, someone tell us. And Becker carries her down to the basement.
Like the Baroque style. Like, I love the ceiling. Like, this basement is like, has this been here the whole time in Cleveland since, like, forever?
It's
like, what is this?
It's like... there's like a slab, yeah. A concrete slab, and you're like, there's blood.
Yeah,
everywhere.
It's full of the room in Pan's Labyrinth where,
yes.
Like, you have the eye. It's like, it's straight up like, yeah, it's a sacrificial chamber.
You're like, oh, I'm not gonna, there's candles everywhere.
Yeah,
you're like,
so the second I saw the candles, I was like, she's not getting,
I'm like,
no one gets out alive.
I'm like, this could be romantic or not.
Well, I mean, when you see how cute.
When you see how cute, you're like, oh, you're like, wait, this is really cute. So he ties her down. And he, like, takes the box, you know, he undoes the box,
yeah.
Like, it opens, and he just walks out and, like, locks the door. And she's freaking out. She's like, oh, my God, something's coming. And all of a sudden, how do you say his name?
Beto.
I was like Beto, which is like a Minions.
Yeah.
Beto. That's what I was in my head.
Beto.
He finds her and unties her. They bust out. And when they bust out, she ends up being in the
hospital room.
I thought he was in her imagination because the monster was controlling her.
And because she stays. Yeah, and she stays in that room.
Yeah, and she's tied up. Yeah,
That makes sense.
So she's still tied down, but it's having these like visions that she's up and escaping.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she's in a hospital room with her dying mom, and her mom is like, please stay with me, please stay.
And this is that moment where she has to be like, sorry, mom, I don't care that you have cancer.
She's like, I'm going to leave. Ah!
I have to live my own life.
And then, like, the monster comes out of... So she's... This is when she's chained.
Yeah, and again, this monster is straight up the mast of an old-timey ship.
It was like a mast, but like a butterfly.
Yeah,
but like, she's, maybe like green. But, like, maybe like a Demogorgon, maybe.
Also or kind Demodog of sphinx-y, a little sphinx-y, too. Oh, I haven't seen enough Stranger Things.
Never mind. It's okay. But it's like a weird...
It's everything. It's everything everywhere. Yeah. Okay, not on the top one, but on like the under when it opens. It has a human mouth with like weird, like almost my teeth where you're like, they're a little too square. And you're just like, what is the... Yeah, no.
It was uncomfortable.
I don't fully understand why or how.
The creature's like putting its head around.
Yeah, and it has very human hands.
Too. And she's like, the creature's like stroking her hair and you're like, chill.
Yeah.
Settle. Maybe this is romantic. Ooh, someone
I kind of did think she and Red were going to get together.
I was like, are they gonna flirt?
They were. Especially at the end when there was that moment where she's like, let's go. Like, let's go together.
Are her and knockoff Anthony Jeselnik
a thing? Maybe they like offset romanced and so they had to like write it in. But no, I do also. It's like, yeah, of course you would never go back on Becker because he'd just kill you.
Yeah. And so Amber's like with her mom and she's like, I'm going to leave you fine. So she like, and then she like comes to and like the monster's gone.
Yeah.
And just like, crawls back into the box, shuts the box.
Because it needs you to, like, give up.
Yeah,
it is needs kind to of what just, I
like,
think.
Be helpless.
Yeah, because that's why they pick the people that, like, how Petra was like, I miss my son and blah, 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 and probably has a dead son. And it's, like, picking people who, like, want to just stay in that horrible memory in that past. Some sort of thing there, maybe.
It's, yeah. So she gets out. Amber gets out, and she gets a weapon from the study.
One of the buried things? It's like one of the artifacts?
One of the artifacts.
It has like shark's teeth or like obsidian on the edge.
It's like a sword with, yeah.
But all along it has, yeah.
It's very pokey. And she just starts like, she like.
She gets red like three fucking times.
She's like, fuck you. Honestly, she should fuck him up the most because he like.
Well, she ultimately does.
Yes. And then gets Becker a little bit.
But then Petra.
But then Petra. Is still...
Is thrown over the fucking stairs.
Oh, my God. So her and this girl who was also staying there,
when
Petra...
When does she die? When does the other girl die?
I think she was already dead. Because she was the one that was sacrificed
first.
Oh,
the first... Yeah. Okay.
So Petra tries to distract Becker by jumping on him, but he throws her off of a ledge.
Eight stories.
And she just... Splat. Yeah. You see her splat.
Oh, that was a moment where I really expected her to do some, like... Because at first she does where she gets her feet on the edge and, is pushing him. And I was like, oh, she's going to, like, flip this.
She's going to, like...
He's going to fall.
John Cena!
Literally, I was really excited. No. But no one gets out alive.
Yeah, so she did. She did. She did. She pancaked. She's a pancake.
Yeah. It was some, like, dread 3D murder.
And starts on Becker... Throws, you know, Petra off. I just wrote splat.
Splat.
And Ambar is just like pissed. She sees like the dead ghosts everywhere and she just is like, fuck. Ah! And she just goes ham on Becker and is just like hitting him. And he dies. Yeah. He just like literally just. Apeshit dies.
Well, it's also because there's like that thing where he would be immortal if it had worked with her, maybe. Like the sacrifice thing, which I kind of, that is a fun thing about the end of this too, where it's like, ooh, is she going to stay now that she knows what it feels like to get the power?
So, because Becker broke her foot and like snapped it.
Yeah.
And so she feeds, she takes Red down alive to the sacrifice station and like,
Sacrifice Station.
Yeah, that's what it's a little station that you can sacrifice things at. It's a little fun, little thing. And so he takes her there, or she takes Red there, and Red is like, no, no. Mm-hmm. And then the creature, like, it just
does its thing
and takes Red's head off with its little human teeth, its little human square teeth. And Amber's like walking upstairs, you know, limping, and she's at the top of the stairs,
and then just
and her foot. Goes like fixes itself, everything fixes itself, and she realizes that the creature is now choosing her to carry on, and she's like, what am I gonna do with this power? And then it just
well, because that's it's really fun because it could be like, how does this improve her life in America kind of thing, where it's like, now that she has like a boarding house and she has like all these powers, whatever, but at the same time it's kind of like, is this girl gonna stay and do all this horror?
Should she stay or should she go? She should leave.
She should leave.
She should leave immediately.
Also, like, how do people not know about? Like, that's like a pretty. Again, this is like, it's in the building. There's like the basement has like a ceiling mirror. People know about this. There must be a cult of people.
And the one, the people that know about this, the people who are like trying to stop it, they die.
Maybe that must be it. Because I'm just like, there's no way that this is like. Just these two redneck dudes. I guess Cleveland. I don't know.
Cleveland. It's just, you know, that's. I don't know. Just don't go to Ohio. Sorry, Ohio. I'm not. It's okay.
Sorry, not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry. Maybe I'm sorry. Not sorry. Thank you. So out of 10, what do you think?
Like a 5.
A 5.
I'm pretty. Like, you made a movie. There were good performances.
Yeah.
There were some good scares. I'm not. I think it didn't ever really hit the tone where I'm like, I weirdly liked this a little bit more than Last Night in Soho at points, because I think it's a little more grounded in like the horror and in just like the character's arc of being like interacting with that horror. But I don't love a movie that just pivots into like demonology, Ouija bullshit, like for the last half when there is something like interesting going on. I also just, it was so... Woe is me. I liked it. I didn't love it.
Yeah.
5.
You know. 5, yeah. I gave it a 4. It was fine. Afterwards, I was like, I don't want to say I, like, wasted my time with it, but it felt like I was like, I'm sorry.
I had fun with Creepshow. I had, like, this is a movie that I did not ask my roommate to participate in because I was like, I'm not.
Yeah, you know, and I was like, when I picked this movie, I was like, it looks scary. I literally was just going off. I was judging off of the like the title alone, literally.
Cool, because I was gonna say I had never heard about.
I had neither. I was like, let me just pick a movie I've never seen before. Let's watch it, and was you know I'm okay never seeing it. I said I saw it. It was interesting, but 4 out of 10, 4.5.
Yeah,
let's give it. Yeah, well. You want to plug anything before we get out of here?
Just the Instagram, Movie Maniac Girl at Instagram. You know how that be with the little at.
It do be like that.
It
do be like that.
Yeah.
Well, Liz, thank you so much for being on the podcast. And
happy spooky Halloween. I do want to tell everyone this is the first day of October.
First day of October.
Spooky season.
Spooky season is
officially begun.
Here. It's here. It's creepy. Let's get it. Well, have a spooktastic day, everyone, and we'll see you next time.
Woo.
Bye. Ooh. You can follow us on Instagram at Horror at the Store, and you can follow me as well at KT Hetty.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, it's Austin James. Yes, I'm living with diabetes, but it doesn't have to define me. Thanks to the Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor, I get real-time glucose readings throughout the day. The Freestyle Libre 3 Plus sensor is small and easy to wear, giving me the freedom to focus on my life as a parent and a musician. Now this is progress. You can get a free sensor at freestylelibre.us.
Offer available for people who qualify. Visit myfreestyle.us to see all terms and conditions. Certain exclusions apply. Data on file, Abbott Diabetes Care, for prescription only. Safety info found at freestylelibre.us.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.